Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 8th, and the whole week ahead. This is a difficult aspect. In fact, this whole weekend is filled with very challenging aspects. But don't see this as a bad thing. Let's take today, for instance. Today is all about testing your financial situation. But it's actually more about your attitude towards money. And the whole point is, if you are using money for all the wrong reasons, then now is the time you're going to feel it negatively. So think positive. And here's your Sunday stars. Massive changes with the Sun squaring Pluto, Pluto being your ruling planet. This is all about getting rid of the rubbish from your life. Whether it's people, situations, whatever it is, if something's past its sell-by date, then don't hang on to it anymore. If you're going to bring good things into your life, you've got to create the right space to welcome them in. And that's why you've got to get rid of those things you no longer need. Here's your Monday stars. Now, yesterday, Mercury started to move backwards in your house of relationships, your seventh house. And because the stars around you at the moment are very challenging, financially, in relationships, in all kinds of areas, Mercury moving into your seventh house and moving retrograde means that you have got to think everything through. Think twice, think three times, and then come to a decision, but not before. Here's your Tuesday stars. It's a full moon, and that full moon is in Libra, and that's in your 12th house. It will have medical implications, so over the next couple of weeks, if it's not you, then somebody around you does need to sort out something to do with their health. It's not necessarily that it's negative or bad, but it is very important that something gets seen to. Because if you can nip something in the bud, then it needn't be a problem in later times. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon's now in your sign and opposes Mercury. There's always a problem with moon and Mercury in opposition, especially if Mercury's moving backwards too. One drags you forward and the other holds you back. And that's why this could be quite a sensitive kind of day. Niggling, tetchy, a bit cranky, you know what I mean? And that's why you shouldn't go forward with any choices or decisions whilst you're in such an up and down volatile mood. Here's your Thursday stars. This is much better. The moon in your sign linked to Neptune, the planet of romance, and Pluto, the very sexy planet. Put sex and romance together and you get the best of all possible worlds. There's something very dreamy about your stars now. And when it comes to fantasy, these planets will fulfill them. So do something that is all part of your fantasies. And here's your Friday stars. Well, Sun conjunct Uranus in Aries, that really is going some. It is full of surprises. And this is particularly good if you're a Scorpio who is into technology. You see, Sun and Uranus work best when it comes to modernity, new inventions, and the expression of new things. And if you're right on when it comes to anything that is technological and up to date, you could have business success. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.